All right, Lars Van Berkel, the Sandman, third overall. And honestly, your starts kind of killed you. Like, you had to work up to get those spots in both motos. First moto was impressive, though, man. You ended up charging. I bet you your lap times weren't, like, that quick, but you went the same speed the whole moto where other guys couldn't do it. So I thought the first moto was pretty good.
Yeah, the first moto was pretty good. Back in the day, I was a good starter. I don't know what happened today. But my starts killed me, indeed. I went all the way to Quinn, also the second moto. But then I couldn't get him, and then I was completely empty. I thought I was a Sandman, but today I'm a bit of a Sandman, but three guys were better, actually.
Yeah.
I gave everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm so tired that I can almost not speak anymore. But no, it was nice. Yesterday I said Lomond was the toughest, but since today, Gopher is the toughest. It got rough, but also the temperature, like,
yeah.
I'm from Holland, it's a cold country, but I thought Canada was a cold country, but not in the summer. It's I am completely dead, so I give everything. I'm happy, because, yeah.
But do you think if your starts were better, like, you know, obviously with Dylan's issue, right? Yeah. If starts were better, you think you could have won? I mean, I kind of think, like, again, you were in shape, you were hammering, just that's a lot of work, what you had to do.
Yeah, like, Tanner and Quinn had a big gap immediately. So, like, normally, I think if I was in front, I could keep it. But, yeah, I was not in front, so I went all the way to Quinn. I don't know if Tanner was far away, but, maybe I could have won. I don't know. I didn't win, so I was third.
All right. Well, hey, to wrap this up, Lars Van Berkel, how's the Canadian experience treating you? Obviously, we got to know you through the show and racing American and Canadian stuff. How's this series doing for you? How's it treating you? Are you having fun? I follow you on Instagram. It seems like you're having a good time. You got a boat, all this shit. So how's it been going?
Well, the boat is not mine. The boat is from my teammate. We're staying in an RV together. Sometimes that's hard. But, my teammate is a great guy. And, I have a great time. I am a beach racer, so to do motocross it's more intense, and I'm just having fun. So I could also be on the couch now at home, but I'm here, so I'm happy.
Good. Cool, man. Thank you.
Thank you also.